From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
On this week's program, GSAT students awarded for their excellent scores in math. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love.
I'd like to express my sincere gratitude to Tang for the generous scholarships they have awarded to us. I appreciate your recognition of our efforts. This scholarship will enable us to focus on our studies with less financial constraints.
Those were the sentiments of Vitania Bedwood, Khadidra John, and Ty Grant, who were each presented with scholarships valued at $50,000 for scoring 100% in mathematics in the recent Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT. Vitania and Khadidra will be attending Immaculate Conception High School in September, while Ty will be moving on to Monroe College. The Grateful Three were the guests of honor at the Tang GSAT Math Scholarship Award Ceremony held in St. Andrew recently. Tang brand manager Shelly-Ann Thompson says the award, in its seventh year, seeks to recognize the outstanding achievement of students while aligning the brand with the development of Jamaica's education system.
7 years ago, we had our first batch of awardees, and most of them have excelled in high school and are moving on to further studies at the tertiary level. They will eventually have successful careers in various sectors and continue to make us proud. These past 7 years have been wonderful, and we are happy to have the privilege to share in the excellence, the growth, and academic journey of these scholars.
She adds that Tang is looking to dispel the fear often associated with STEM subjects by inspiring students to do their best, knowing that they have financial support.
Tang wants to help the Ministry of Education, Youth, and Information to remove the stigma and fear often associated with math by providing incentives to our students to shine in this subject area. Tang is all about innovation and growth, and that's what we want to see in the education system. Our youngsters are our future, and we believe that every investment we make in them today will reap huge benefits tomorrow.
Meanwhile, mathematics coordinator in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Dr. Tamika Benjamin, is calling for more support from the private sector in the thrust to get more students to embrace mathematics.
We want to endorse and support and encourage companies, members of the private sector, who are willing to come on board through what I consider this to be a private-public partnership in supporting us as we continue to push for all Jamaicans to recognize that mathematics is important.
She adds that math is a key tool to becoming an entrepreneur. In commending the students for their excellent work, she also recognizes the teachers and parents who helped the students achieve excellence. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera, reminding you to share the love. Have a great week.
Hey, Wagwan Kerry.
What's up, Antonio? Everything good?
So far, so good, you know. What kind of cowball in that a guy run in your yard, Kerry?
That my yard, massa. Every night that girl take lick from her maga foot, man. I know me can't understand why she can't leave him.
And I know me can't understand why you ever call me instead of calling the authorities. Why you not just call the police?
Oh, me? Me is just a regular somebody. You see, Espa my chest. Look here, cockroach and business in a fall fight.
Yeah, but if you not stand up for something, you're gonna fall for anything. In this case, being a neighbor's keeper don't require for having any superpowers.
But what about my safety, Antonio? Me know why him come after me next.
Me understand, but if you call the police, you don't have to give them your name. How them going to know as you call? Look how much people live around where you live.
Last night I heard the screaming, loud voices behind the wall.
If you see something, say something. Call the police at 119, download the Stay Alert app and send an anonymous report or confide in a trusted person such as your pastor or JP and ask them to make a report. You can make a difference. Say something. Do something.
Between a man and his wife, as they walk out the door, the tears well up in her eyes.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.